Hello students, today we are going to start class 7th subject social studies, history. The first lesson is tracing changes through a thousand years. History is all about the study of the past. If we get too far in the past, we find no material evidence to study history. But as we come closer to the present time, we find that records and testimonials of various events are there which help us in studying the subject. The study of history is divided into three periods, that is the ancient, the medieval, and the modern. In this section, we shall study about the history of India of the medieval times and cover the period from 700 CE, that is Common Era, to approximately 1800 CE, that is a period of about 1100 years. Undoubtedly, the period of 1100 years is a long one, and you will surely be excited to know about new people, new dialects, new scripts, new styles of dressing up, food, buildings and monuments, painting, music, and also the changing political scenario in these years. Students, as you already know, the Arabs came to India as traders. Turkish invasions took place in India from 1000 CE onwards. They aimed at establishing a sultanate or kingdom in our country. Persian was their court language, and they were successful in replacing the contemporary ruling dynasties. Before this period also, there was an extremely long period of struggle between various powers, among which the Pratihars, the Pals, the Rashtrakoots were the prominent ones in northern India. In this section, we will also know about the Cholas, who sent trade missions to distant countries. In the 16th century, the Mughals replaced the rule of Delhi Sultanates in India. The Mughals were from Central Asia. Their policies had a significant impact on social, political, cultural, military, and economic structure of India. Their rule was that of pomp and show, splendor and opulence. They introduced various new dressing styles such as ghagra choli, kurta, chudidar pajama, sherwani, etc., which are in vogue even in the present times. They also introduced various types of new food items such as biryani, pilaf, firni, and korma, which are extremely popular even today. Mangoes, tobacco, grapes, ice, and chilies were introduced in India during the Mughal period. Iranis, Afghans, Turkish, Turanis migrated into India throughout this period. Most of them were Sufi saints and scholars. They came from distant places such as Turkey in the west and Mongolia in the east. Coming of these new people changed many things in India. We will read about many such changes in this section. Hindustani, Gujarati, Kannada, Marathi, Rajasthani, Odia, Assami, and Bengali were some of the many languages which developed and flourished in various regions of India. However, along with the introduction of Arabic and Persian scripts, a new language called Urdu was developed, which was unique to the Indian subcontinent. Historical records exist in various languages, which have changed considerably over the years. Medieval Persian, for example, is different from modern Persian. The difference is not just with regard to grammar and vocabulary, but the meaning of words also change over time. Let's take the term Hindustan. For example, today we know as it India, the modern nation-state. When the term was used in 13th century by Minhaj Siraj, a chronicle who worked in Persian, he meant the area of Punjab, Haryana, and the lands between the Gangas and Yamuna. He used the term in political context for lands that were a part of the region of Delhi Sultanate. The area included in this term shifted along with the accent of Sultanate, but the term never included South India. Contrary to this, in the early 16th century, Babur used the term Hindustan to describe the geography, the fauna, and the culture of the inhabitants of subcontinent. The village headman was called Gramini in the earlier times, while now he came to be known as Mudam. You will also know about new names for officers such as Amil, Munsif, Mir Bakshi, Senapati, Chaudhary, Tahsildar, etc. In earlier times, the rulers were known as Raja, Nizam, Nawab, Emperor, as Padshah and Alamparah, and the governor as Subedar. Also, new words such as Pargana for a group of villages, Sarkar for a province, and Sikh for a district will be seen being used. In the medieval period, a foreigner was any stranger who appeared, say in given village, someone who was not a part of that society or culture. In Hindi, the term Pardesi might be used to describe such a person in a Persian Ajnabi. A city dweller, therefore, might have regarded a forest dweller as a foreigner. But peasants living in the same village were not foreigners to each other, even though they may have had different religious or caste backgrounds. Students, let's take, why do we study history? The study of history. History is broadly classified into the following types: political, economic, art history, social history. Political history is the study of kings, queens, leaders, and their governance. Economic history, this is the study of economy, trade, and commerce of a country or a region. Art history, this is the study of ancient buildings, paintings, scriptures, music, and dance traditions. Social history, this is the study of social customs and traditions, beliefs, and norms. Here, it should be remembered that all types of history, political, economic, art, and social, all are interdependent, and so it is not possible to study any one aspect of history in isolation. Actually, in the past few years, historians are largely using information related to political and art histories to study social and economic histories. The history of this period of our history is very interesting because, unlike the earlier period, many books written in the medieval period are still available and many monuments of that period are still present. Many things introduced in that period are still prevalent today. For example, the tasty biryani and the yummy kebabs arrival of the Muslim in India resulted into a large Muslim population of the country.